Mort the Meek and the Monstrous Quest. Mort the Meek, Book 2, written by Rachel Delahaye and read by Glenn McCready.
What's beautiful? A sunken treasure ship. Why is a sunken treasure ship beautiful? Oh, I thought you said bootyful.
There were signs. Signs were there. Were there signs? This chapter is called There Were Signs. So what do you think? In fact, there were loads of signs. They were on every wall, pillar, and roof. On every raven that stood still long enough for someone to stick a piece of paper to it. And there were quite a few. Brutalia was covered in the things, and they all said, "Citizens of beautiful Brutalia, gather in the square tonight for some news. Your divine queen." Well, the citizens of beautiful Brutalia fell backwards in shock for two reasons. One, the signs were scented. They wafted sweet smells as they flapped in the wind, or on ravens, and people had never sniffed sweet before. The island reeked of rot, and the only perfume available was Eau d'Or, sold by perfumer Olfa Smelch in buckets, although he called them boutiques, called Olfa Smelch Smells, and he really did. Two. The Queen's orders were normally belched door to door by one of the Queen's guards, not written down. But weirder than that was the word beautiful. People rolled the strange word round in their mouths until it got all spitty, and they were as baffled as bath plugs on the moon. You see, it's hard to explain beautiful to those who have only ever known grime, grunge, and grot. And lots of other horrid things beginning with G. Because life on Brutalia could never be beautiful. Have you been there? If you have, I'm surprised you're not missing three toes and an earlobe. If you haven't been there before, then hold on to your churning guts, because welcome to bad luck. You're in Brutalia. Brutalia was a spiky island in the salty sea that attracted precisely no one. Its reputation was cruel. Its jagged coastline skewered sailors quicker than a kebab, and there was a rotten stink that clung to it like mist on a bog. The rotten stink was actually a cloud of despair, a key ingredient of Eau d'Or, and despair was always there, in the air, in your hair, under there, everywhere. No sailor with a brain or a nose would stop for the night, not unless they wanted a visit to hell.